So appropriate today that this evening at 7 o'clock at the cathedral, the international statue of Our Lady of Fatima will grace our diocese. And Our Lady, through the special presence that she has in this statue, will be coming from parish to parish. So tonight the bishop officially welcomes the special presence of Our Lady within our diocese. As you know, the international statue of Our Lady of Fatima has not been in our diocese in about 15 years. And so appropriate that just as Our Lady went into the hill country of Judea to visit Elizabeth, so now she comes into our diocese and will go on her mission of peace, traveling from parish to parish, encouraging families to pray the rosary, encouraging people to go to confession, to come to Mass, and to spend time in prayer and Eucharistic adoration. Let's take a look for a few moments at this mystery of the Visitation, the second joyful mystery. And the fact that the Church and our Blessed Mother has placed this event in the Rosary means it is a mystery, which means a person could meditate upon it and think about it their entire life and never fully come to know its full meaning. Only in heaven will we truly see the beauty of the Visitation revealed to us. That's what a mystery means. It's something we can meditate upon for days and weeks and our whole lifetime and still learn greater truths about this mystery of the Visitation. We know that, I guess we could summarize the teaching or the meaning of the Visitation in the fact that, first of all, it showed Mary's love, Mary's charity to visit her elderly, barren cousin Elizabeth. She was told by the angel Gabriel that her cousin Elizabeth, who was advanced in age, was with child. And it says Mary arose with haste, immediately, to go into the hill country to visit her cousin Elizabeth. The journey would have taken about 4 days from Nazareth down to Ankarim in the hill country in the south. So Our Lady shows, first of all, genuine charity, genuine concern and service. Even though Our Lady was far greater than her cousin Elizabeth, because Our Lady was the Immaculate Conception, she was still willing to be of service. And she was willing to travel all that way. And most likely Saint Joseph would have gone with her. It would not be certainly be safe for a woman to travel by herself in those days. So Saint Joseph must have accompanied her, maybe other relatives as well. And then Our Lady got to the place where Elizabeth was. And then after, I'm sure, a few days, St. Joseph had to go back on his own to work for the next 3 months in the carpenter shop. And then he probably would have come back 3 months later to pick her up and take her back. And that's when Joseph found that Our Lady was with child. So Our Lady spent 3 months there in service to her elderly cousin. We also see Mary's humility, her willingness, even though she herself was with child, her willingness to help and serve her cousin. What we also see, though, is the deeper reality of what it means to bring Christ to another person. Our Lady had just conceived Christ in her womb, and now Our Lady was the living Ark of the Covenant, the living tabernacle, the living shrine that it was brought into the hill country. And as soon as John the Baptist, who was 6 months in his mother's womb, heard Our Lady's voice, he was sanctified, cleansed of original sin, and he leapt for joy, and he became a saint, cleansed of original sin. At the words of Our Lady, the presence of Christ in her womb meets the presence of John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb. So what we have on the surface is the meeting of two mothers. What we also have is the meeting of the two unborn children, one about 6 days old and one 6 months old. And the young prophet met the Messiah. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, and she says, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Really, she's saying, "Who am I that the mother of God should come to me?" That's what that word Lord means, Yahweh. "Who am I that the mother of God should come unto me?" For the moment that your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leapt in my womb for joy. See, the Visitation is the greatest pro-life mystery in the Catholic Church. When you want to explain to people outside the Church who might not be pro-life, who might not realize the reality of the human life that begins at conception, point to this passage. Because she said, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Again, Christ was only 6 days old in her womb. And yet, He is God. He's truly God and truly man. All life begins at conception. So the first one to ever recognize the presence of the Messiah was an unborn baby, and that was John the Baptist when he leapt for joy. So this unborn child, John the Baptist, leaps for joy and recognizes the presence of God, the presence of Christ, only 6 days old in his mother's womb. So you have the meeting of the mothers, Mary and Elizabeth, and the meeting of the two unborn children. So it's the greatest pro-life passage in the entire scripture. So what we see is Our Lady bringing Christ to Elizabeth. And that's what evangelization is supposed to do, to bring Christ to other people, to share the faith, to be willing to spread the faith, to bring Christ into the lives of other people. And when that happens, people are sanctified, just as John the Baptist was sanctified in his mother's womb. So we want to bring people to sanctification, to bring them to baptism, to bring them to confession, to bring them to the Mass. So on this magnificent feast day, think about those themes that you heard in the visitation. The theme of fraternal charity, service, humility, pro-life, evangelization, bringing Christ to others. And let's pray that the fruit of the visitation will take effect in our lives. We'll be willing to do these same things in the lives of others. Now I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Elizabeth, the cousin of our Blessed Mother. It's appropriate that we give you a blessing with her relic today on this Feast of the Visitation, and I encourage you to venerate this relic after Mass. To the intercession of St. Elizabeth, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.